been about canoeing tonight here, and that kind of brings thoughts of the voyagers, who of course were
our... nice segue there, Buck.
That How about was that?
Very good thinking.
They were the one of the original of the Europeans.
Yeah, the paddling along the shore up here, yeah. up the Grand Portage, and making music, and
of course, native folks here have been paddling these shores for who knows how long and living that type of life, and they had their songs and stories, and of course, the songs and stories came out of the voyagers as well.
Yep.
And
it's a nice little history lesson you're taking us through here.
Is it?
Yep,
well, it was
it
leading
works.
To you to say
you
something
want me
about
to...
the voyagers and what we're going to hear
well,
now, Dick.
Well, do have a couple of musicians here who we've been told, at any rate, may have a Voyager tune or two in their repertoire. We have Tom Van Cleve with, I think he's got his fiddle.
Fiddle.
I'll call it.
Yeah,
and
encased in ice. There.
And we have Ken McMillan with his guitar.
Hello.
And they're going to be doing some music. Are you guys going to do any of those sea shanties things?
No. We're going to play some fiddle tunes.
All right.
We're not doing any singing tonight. We generally don't. We pretty much play dance tunes.
Oh, yeah.
And we will be having a dance here at 7 in the Red Building at the Folk House. And... I did try to pick out some tunes, though, that have a lake theme and a boat theme.
All right.
And kind of also French-Canadian.
Okay.
So that's about as close as I could get it.
I'd say that's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, and how are your fingers going to do there, Ken?
Well,
with
they're going to be okay.
Yeah.
I'm not cool.
You need a hairdryer?
No, you're not.
I'm not cool.
Keep saying it, yeah. Pretty soon we'll believe it too, maybe. We'll see. It's just that east wind.
Yeah.
You know, coming right off that water. It's keeping us cool here. See what Tom's got, Dick? We didn't.
Yeah, I know. I actually was looking for mine at home.
Yeah.
He's got fingerless gloves, which a fiddle player would need.
You know, it's just the opposite of what you'd think because I can see his fingers.
You know? No, it's the gloves.
Look what else he's got.
I got these from Buck's Hardware.
Hey, way to go.
They're the
hot
heat
packs.
They're little hot packs I have in each glove. And
oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Buck's carries them year round.
Yeah, you have to.
It's really a kind of a challenge to play outside when it's cool. But I guess that's my mistake if things don't go well, or my excuse.
No, that's fine. Everything will go fine. And I didn't realize you carried music supplies down there at Buck's Hardware. But
I didn't either. I'm learning something. Yeah, you know, maybe we ought to let them warm up with some music right now.
I think so.
See what we can
otherwise
do.
It's going to get a little, they're going to get colder and colder. This will warm them up, warm us up as well. What are you going to do here, Tom?
We're going to do a tune, it's a reel, which is a dance tune. It's called Lady of the Lake. And it's a kind of a New England-y tune. There's a lot of different fiddle styles out there, a lot of regional fiddle styles.
Some Cajun styles out there, too.
Well, I'm not much of a Cajun fiddler. Okay. So this is Lady of the Lake. Thank you.
That's a toe stomp or foot stomping, toe tapping, whatever.
That'll get you dancing.
Yeah, our whole little platform here was shaking.
It was.
Toe stamping.
Yeah, I thought you were just trying to stay warm, Dick, but I
no,
I guess it was more than that.
Can't help it.
No.
Can't help it. That's real dance music, too, I would say.
Now, is that a sample of what we're going to hear at 7 o'clock, too?
Yeah, very similar
very
tunes.
Similar music.
We'll be playing some old-timey stuff, old-timey string band music. Jigs, reels, waltzes, couple polkas.
Old-timey. Now, that is that American old-timey or is it
mm-hmm.
English?
Yeah.
A little bit of both.
Old-timey, when you're talking about dance music, string band music, it's I would say, and I'm no expert, but pre-bluegrass. Which bluegrass was popularized in the 40s and 50s, especially if you think about Bill Monroe, the father mm-hmm. of bluegrass.
Mm-hmm.
Bluegrass, when it developed, was a combination of mountain music, blues, and country music
mm-hmm.
would be a fair description, I think. But the music that people were playing before that for dancing, a lot of it came from the British Isles. There were a lot of settlers from those countries that settled in Appalachia and, well, really all up and down the coast. And so the Appalachian style developed into, you know, a southern version.
Mm-hmm.
And then New England contra dancers, people up there and musicians, they have a New England style. There's the French Canadian Quebecois. And what I really like about them, and I don't have quite have this down yet, but what I hope to do one day when I grow up is to be able to do this and play at the same time.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, wow.
That's,
check that
that's
out.
Why we were shaking.
I was going to ask you, so interesting with string instruments that you get a beat. I mean, we've got there was a real beat to that music.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, it sounded great. And like you said earlier, you know, it gets those toes moving.
Mm-hmm.
Gets all of your body moving. Something about that music just does that.
Yeah.
And it makes it fun.
So right.
Well, what is a contra dance?
Contra dance has nothing to do with Central America. when that happened, when was that? Back in the 80s?
Yeah, that was in the 80s, yeah. That was
longer,
the Reagan era.
Longer back than I realized. the word contra comes from the French word, it's French in origin, and it has to do with contra or being opposed.
Uh-huh.
So the Virginia reel is kind of a typical contra dance where you have your long lines and generally you're facing your partner.
Opposite one another. Yeah.
Yeah, and so that's a contra dance generally versus the squares where you have four couples
okay.
in a square. So sometimes we say contra dances, but the callers, and it's up to them what type of dances they want to call.
So
they might throw a few squares in there
okay.
and circle dances.
I think that's what they played on Hee Haw, Dick, with Junior Sample contra.
Oh, I think you're right.
Something like that, yeah.
Thank you for that input.
That,
yeah, that was good.
Contra.
I like Junior Sample.
I did, too.
I still...
BR549.
There you go. I have used that in passwords before, and people, if I'm
just,
you know,
look at you
having
like,
a bad day, and somebody says,
yeah.
Well, what's that number? And I'll say BR549, and they don't get it.
No. Hey, it'd be fun, yeah. I think, if we could hear another tune.
Okay, thanks. Should we try those American tunes?
The
Sail Away Ladies and...
Sail Away Lady, that sounds like a...
So we're going to do a... Yeah, I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
No, that's a good fitting theme for a song about canoes sailing away.
Yeah. So this is going to be a medley. I'm going to play a couple tunes together. One of them is more of an old-timey In origin, it's called Sail Away Ladies. And then the second tune is called Make a Little Boat, which I thought was appropriate. And that's
excellent.
Shouldn't that be first?
It's not, though.
You have to make a little boat before you sail away.
Yeah.
True, but I think it sounds better the other way.
Okay.
So Make a Little Boat was popularized by Bill Monroe's band, and it's more of a bluegrassy tune. But we'll try not to play it that fast.
Here we go.
Cleve and Ken McMillan.
We had we weren't on the same page.
Tom is, I mean, Ken is pretty hardy. He doesn't have a hat on and he doesn't have gloves on.
And he's still got, you know, you can see his fingers even though he doesn't have those fingerless gloves.
Yeah. So, no, yeah, yeah, you can see Tom's fingers. But he's got a hat with ear flappers on.
He does.
And, yeah.
He was thinking about this.
Here we are. I mean, think about that, folks. He's playing that great fiddle music, and he's got gloves on and a hat with ear flappers.
Now, our producer was just over here and mentioned, Ann Passes, that you want to be careful about pushing your chair back any further, Tom.
Thank you.
And Ken, too, off to the side, because we're on a platform. And although it doesn't feel like it when you're on it, there is a little drop there.
You know, she warned me about that.
Oh, yeah.
Less than 15 minutes ago, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm
forgot
cool.
About it.
And now that I'm on stage, you know, I'm like,
yeah.
It might be kind of exciting, but I don't know if I'd recommend
fright.
It to go boom. Hey, how you know, the instruments sound great. How is that a challenge in this weather?
Yeah, it is. I'm sorry, go ahead.
We got to move the mic up again, or we can't hear
I can see their breath when they're talking. I mean,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't feel so bad then about making mistakes.
No.
It was the cold.
It sounded great.
We can see our breath.
How about the guitar, Ken? Is that kind of...
It's fine.
Yeah, you're fine.
The last time I was on with you, Buck, you accused me of leaving the room to go find something to eat.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to correct that. I went out to tune my guitar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I don't have to tune mine because I don't know how to play.
Oh, okay.
So I could stay right in the room, I guess. That was my advantage.
Are you guys playing with Over the Waterfall then? Is that
we
part
are.
Of?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And that starts at?
7.
7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's indoors.
Yes, thankfully.
So you'll get in there and Yeah. It'll just feel great.
It will.
After about a half hour or so, you'll be able to take the gloves off. And
Yeah. Well, we're happy to hear more music. How many tunes did you prepare for?
Well,
we got lots of them.
We prepared four, I think, possibly five.
By the fifth one, we'll get warmed up here.
Yeah, I'd
like to.
Yeah, I think we should keep them playing because that'll keep them warm and keep us warm, too.
And we'd love to hear that music as our folks out there. Of course, we want to remind everybody that we are at North House Folk School. We're at the Wooden Boat Show. This is the Roadhouse you're listening to. And Tom Van Cleve and Ken McMillan playing music here till close to 7.
Yeah, all the music stuff. And the dance stuff starts at 7, so get yourself on down. Well, they're tuning up here now. The orchestra is tuning up.
Okay, so this next tune is definitely a French-Canadian reel. It's called The Mouth of the Tobique. Somewhere in Canada, river.
Yeah.
It's a river.
That's what I think.
So,
what is a reel when you say, okay, this is a reel as opposed to whatever else?
A reel is generally if you're a musician.
You got to be a musician to understand
it has to do with the timing.
Okay.
A reel is either in 2/4 or 4/4 time. So that means there's 4 beats to a measure, and either a half note or a quarter note gets 1 beat, depending on whether or not it's 2/4 or 4/4. And so like a jig is 6/8 time. So a jig is like 1/3, 1/3, 1/3, 1/3, 1/3, 1/3.
It's faster.
The main beat can be the same, but you're playing sets of 3 per 1 beat instead of more even numbers generally.
I'm lost totally.
Got that, Buck?
Yeah, I'll go back to Junior Sample. I'm going to give him a call. He'll explain it.
BR549.
Yeah.
Here's another explanation. The jig is on one end of the line and the reel's on the other.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, there you go.
All right. We got that. Now it all makes sense.
You got that now, Buck.
Yeah. I can understand that concept.
You can buy both of those things at Buck's Hardware.
Oh, yeah. It's not a problem. Hey, you know, it's kind of cold here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys want to do one more song and then go warm up?
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you mind?
Yeah. No.
That'd be great. And you need to get ready for the 7 o'clock performance. And, mm-hmm. and then there's dance, I think, at 8 o'clock as well.
Well
or does the dance start right away?
It's actually family dance from 7 to 8.
Okay.
Yeah, and then from 8 to 10 will be kind of like everybody.
Adult dance.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like a waltz is 3/4 time. So 1, 2, 3.
That's
you can't slower. Fish with that.
You can't fish with the walls, no.
What should we play, Ken?
Let's play that.
What are we gonna do?
We're gonna play the Woodchopper's Reel.
Okay.
Which is a New England and maybe Canadian. They share those people. It's a reel, and then we're going to play it with another fiddle tune called The Reel de Montebello, which was written by a fiddler from Quebec named Richard Forrest.
I'm ready if you are.
Here we go.
Okay, I got it.
Sorry.
almost made it through that one.
Tom Van Cleve and Ken McMillan making some great music under less than ideal conditions here in the outdoors.
Thank you for saying that.
School. It's beautiful.
Thank you for having us.
Really nice. Thank you, guys.